Why do bad things happen? Why do good things happen? Is God mad at me and therefore he's causing bad things to happen? What about people that are in a bad way? Is it God punishing them? Are they under the wrath of God? Let's discuss it right here, right now, on the corner of truth and life. Stay tuned. Hello and welcome to the corner of truth and life. This is Ira Hall, and we're talking about and want to look at the idea of good things happening and bad things happening, and what are the reasons or implications when it comes to how we relate to God. And a lot of the times we use language that reflects the idea that when things are going good, it's because God is being good, and when things are going bad, it's because God is upset with you and bad. So we might say things like, you know, things are going well, we say, well, I've been blessed. And then, you know, if things go bad, then we're like, well, you know, God, what are you punishing me? Or, you know, and we try to figure this out. And it can lead us to make some interesting thoughts about when we're being blessed and when other people are being blessed, and what it means to be on God's good side, and that, and maybe we get that from ourselves of, you know, we reward people that do well, and people that don't do well, well, we're mad at them, and we want ill for them, and since we're like that, maybe God's like that, and it can lead to some interesting thoughts. And of course, you know, there are people, plenty of people in the world today who don't do good things. And so we want, maybe even just in the quietness of our own thoughts, we wouldn't mind if something bad happened to them. To, you know, they'll get theirs. They'll see. They'll get it in the end. And if we do good, you really want good things to happen. And you know, if I do good, I feel like I have good things coming to me, and you'll pay it forward and it'll all come back to you. So, but let's reflect on that a little more. So the first thing, I guess, if we try to really examine what is true of this idea, is to say, well, what does the Bible say? Not does what our religious ideas say, but what does the Bible say? And one of the first things that it should take us to is the book of Job. And the book of Job starts with a good guy, Job, who does good things. And he's a really good guy. He's upright and moral, and he's just a wonderful guy, and he's done well. And Satan, the accuser, comes to God and he says, listen, I think I know why Job's such a good guy. It's because you've been good to him. And he's good to you because you're good to him. Which is kind of the opposite of how we tend to think. We tend to say, well, God's good to me because I've been good to God. I was good to God, and so God's blessing me. And here, the accuser turns it around and says, he's being good to you. He's being an upright guy and loyal because you have given him an easy life. And of course, God knows Job's character. And so he says, well, I'll prove it. You can take away everything he has. You can't make him sick, can't touch his health, but you can take away everything else. And so the accuser takes away everything from Job. His kids all get killed, and his crops are all destroyed, and his house burns down, and it's just really bad. And Job doesn't turn on God. He doesn't curse God. He doesn't renounce God. He stays loyal. And God's like, see, told ya. And the accuser's like, well, it's because you let him keep his health. Now, really, I think that's kind of a weak argument, but he makes it. He says, well, it's because You let him keep his health. You didn't let me make him sick. And if you let me make him sick, then he'll turn on you. God says, fine. All right, go ahead, make him sick. But you will see that you have a too low of an opinion of this man. Now, this man is actually not doing it just because of what he gets out of it. And so Job gets sick. He gets very sick. He gets so sick that he wouldn't mind dying. And Job is not happy with this. And he says, you know, I really think God owes me an explanation here, because I haven't messed up. I've been loyal and I still am loyal. And his wife says, why don't you just give up on God? Just tell him off and die. And Job's like, no, even if he kills me, I'll stay loyal to him. And his friends show up, and his friends, they make some really kind of unfriendly assumptions. They all say, well, Job, what'd you do? And Job said, I haven't done anything. They're like, oh, Job, come on, dude. Obviously, you did something. Because if you hadn't done anything, this wouldn't be happening. But this is happening, which is proof that you were a bad boy, and you better come clean. And Job says, listen, I'm telling you, this is insulting. I didn't do anything. I'm not, what do you think, I'm lying now? And they're like, yeah, we pretty much do. We think that you're being very stuck up and prideful, that you won't admit your problems. And if you would just admit your problems, then maybe this would all go away. And Job is just like almost done with them. Like, guys, I didn't do this. And so then he cries out and he says, okay, God, so can you explain why is this going on? Because I've been good. And the interesting thing, of course, in the book of Job, and it's not really part of our discussion in our episode today, but God never answers Job. There's no record in the book that God ever tells Job what's really going on. God just tells Job, listen, don't question. I know what I'm doing, and I'm God. Trust me. And he gives Job kind of a pop quiz on the world and says, do you understand all this? Job says, nope. And you're right, I don't understand. And I'm sorry I asked. But God says of Job, hey, you've spoken very well of me. And God is still very proud of Job. And the book ends with Job being blessed more than he was blessed before, because God is eager to bless this guy. And so the end of Job's story is even more blessing. But for our discussion today, the important thing is that Job's friends, they sound a lot like what we can sound like. That if bad things are happening, it must be your fault. And we can think that, even if we don't always put that right in the front of our heads, even if it's not something you say, you think kind of out loud to yourself, it's still something that is oftentimes really part of our thinking. And we look at people who are in unfortunate circumstances, who are down and out, and we say, well, I don't know what they did, but obviously they are not as good as me. Obviously they messed up along the line. Obviously they have problems. And why do we assume that? Well, in honesty, people who make that bad decisions often do end up in bad situations, and so you can find people who are in bad situations who they did bad things to get there. And so, yeah, that makes sense. That does actually happen sometimes. Also, sometimes if you make good decisions, good things will happen to you. But the thing is that's not always true, and we oftentimes act like it is always true. But think about your own life. Have you ever done something really stupid and you didn't pay for it? I routinely do dumb things, and they don't torpedo me. But what happens is, if we've done dumb things and then bad things happen, we oftentimes make a one-to-one correlation, which may or may not be true. And even people who have done bad things sometimes have also done good things. And so if they've done some good things and good things happen, they make a one-to-one correlation that may or may not be true. Because sometimes it's just not up to you. And sometimes the circumstances are outside of your control. And the big thing we have to think about, when we start talking about God and spiritual stuff, is that even people who have done good things have not been perfect, have not been amazing, because the Bible says that every single person is a sinner. Every single person does the wrong things. And there is no person who, by their own effort, has earned blessing. That every single human on the planet that has ever and is ever going to live on this planet has earned judgment. So, it's not because, well, God just decided to like you better. Instead, it has everything to do with that we all need grace and mercy. And that's really what it comes down to, is grace. And that God has grace. And what is grace? Grace is not just some religious word. Grace means favor that you didn't deserve. Being given something you didn't earn. That is grace. You don't deserve it, you get it anyway. And God gives us grace. And so even though I may do dumb things, God gives me grace. Even though I mess up, God gives me grace, and he can forgive me. And that's the whole Jesus thing, is Jesus died on the cross to forgive us. We didn't even deserve Jesus. And so there's two things to kind of draw out of this in our discussion. First, I think we need to be really careful in looking at people who are down and out and looking down on them and despising them and holding them up to ridicule. Because they may not have had a choice. They may be in a bad way through no fault of their own. But even if it is their fault, that does not make them worse people than any of the rest of us. Because we're all capable of making dumb choices. We're all capable of doing the wrong thing. And if you think you're not capable of doing dumb things, then you don't know yourself very well. You say, well, I try not to. Well, of course you try not to. I try not to. But I'm still capable of it, and sometimes I carry out that capability. You say, well, they've made more dumb choices than I have. That may very well be true. But they are still the same as you, capable of good and capable of bad, and they do not merit you despising them. Instead, they merit, well, don't merit, but they should receive from us grace, because that is how God deals with us, grace. And then if you go through a bad time, if you find yourself dealing with a rough situation, maybe a family member died, got sick and died, and you had no control over that. Maybe several things have happened, and they were outside of your control, but they have left you in a bad spot, and you say, oh man, is God mad at me? Grace. That God wants to relate to you through grace. He wants to show you love. Now, bad things happen. The Bible says rain falls on both the just and the unjust. You know, it doesn't mean that the rain only falls on bad people. No. Bad things happen to everyone, and good things can happen to anyone, and evil people can do well, and good people can do poorly. But God extends love and grace to anyone who will receive it. And so if you're in the middle of bad things, rather than beating yourself up or feeling unloved, turn to God and say, God, be gracious to me. I'm going through a rough time. But I know that you love me, and that if I ask, you forgive me, because Jesus died for me. And then keep that in mind and not look down on others.
Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church. We would love to have you join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. for a service of music, celebration, and teaching. To listen to this show, other shows, messages, get announcements and updates, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or visit our Facebook page. Thank you for listening. We remind you to seek truth. This has been Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.